Anna here at WGN. Saw this headline. I was like, say it isn't so. We love the Cork and Kerry. So the city shut down Cork and Kerry, the 32-year-old Southside Irish bar in Beverly after a series of COVID-19-related violations. City inspectors visited after a report that a bar worker had tested positive for the coronavirus. That's according to the alderman's office there, O'Shea, 19th Ward. The same email states that inspectors Saturday and Sunday visited the same bar, saw Cork and Kerry workers weren't wearing masks and were staying open past the city's mandated midnight closing time. So that's the way the story reads. Let's find out what's going on here. Bill Guidy, Cork and Kerry, kind enough to call into the show. He's on the Team Hochberg phone line. Hey, Bill, not great news. I've got to tell you, you can't be feeling good about this, but I appreciate you calling in to talk about it.
So great to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with you. I said earlier we broadcast live out there. It's this kind of is not great, right? What's going on? What happened?
I kind of laid out the facts on our Facebook page if anybody really wanted to go check the timeline and the stuff that actually happened. So these, you know, first of all, let me say we are taking this very seriously. We are taking the safety of everybody very seriously. But I don't know if this is actually about, like you guys just said, we've been visited by the, you know, Department of Business Affairs and not the Health Department. So I just don't know if this is actually about, you know, the health and safety of our citizens. I just don't feel that way. But on our Facebook page, I posted the actual fine paperwork that they gave us the other night, and it wasn't about not wearing masks. It was not about social distancing. It was about us having people in the bar after hours. And when the inspectors came in on Saturday night at 12:05, now the law is about, I mean, I don't know if it's a law, but it's an ordinance that was just enacted probably 10 days ago where we had to, up until I believe the 20th or the 19th or the 20th, if someone bought a beer or a glass of wine with their meal, or in the Beverly case had a beer at 11 o'clock, they could stay till 12:30 or 1 o'clock and finish that glass. Well, the city council changed that rule and we had to be out of there by 12 o'clock. So the inspectors came in at 12:05 and we were cleaning up. There was, you know, six of us staff members. And it was just us, and they wrote us up, and they didn't want to take our word for it that it was just employees. We all had, you know, Cork and Kerry shirts on, and people were throwing bottles of beer away, and we were sweeping and mopping, but the city said, nope, they didn't believe us, and they wrote us up a violation. And that's what ultimately closed us down as of, you know, Saturday night.
I'm reading some of your Facebook page now, Bill, and it says you talk about how, you know, you were striving to be as safe and healthy as possible. I see here you even brought a special BioClean group in to do the spray down of everything that you were trying to take on the safety protocols for the future. If you had employees there who were just sort of cleaning up at 12:05.
Yes.
It seems like a pretty strict enforcement of the rules. I don't know. I'm just trying to understand. Do you feel like
that's
you're
great?
But do you
that's
feel
great
like,
if they wanted to come in at 12:05, but it was just us.
Right. Right.
It was nobody else.
That is so.
But
strange.
They didn't want to take our word for it. They asked us to prove it, and you know, other than, you know, one of our guys has been there for 17 years, and another guy's been there for 15 years, and our ownership group has owned it since 2002. So it was kind of odd at the approach that they took. It was very disheartening. I'm sorry.
And it's like the third or fourth visit you've had. Is that it?
They came Friday night. They were there three times in one night on the 16th. They visited us. You know, so it's been multiple times in the past couple of weeks.
Hey, Bill, it's Steve Bertrand in the newsroom. Have you gone up and down Western? Are your fellow bar owners getting as many visits?
I spoke with two of them yesterday, and they have not.
So it's been you more than others?
Yes.
Do you feel like you're being targeted? Is that what you're sort of saying here? Is somebody sort of calling on you? Or I mean, what do you think is behind
this
whole thing?
I don't know. It's just like I laid out in the... Like I laid out on our Facebook, it just seems like these visits are multiple, and like Steve just said, nobody else is getting the visits, and I feel unfairly targeted by somebody. I don't know who or what we've done to. You know, I'm sorry, it's It just doesn't feel right.
Well, we could run down the list of office holders and check your relationship with each of them.
Thinking like a reporter. I love it, Steve. I love it.
Let's go.
I totally love it. I feel like it's been such a rough run for our restaurants and bars.
Yes.
That the ones that are truly doing what's right and trying to abide by the safety protocols, and I know you guys have all along been doing that, and I felt so badly for you when they took the measuring tape out on your very first day when you're just trying to get things open again.
Yes.
I just thought, oh, geez, is this what we want to do? Now, I would separate that out a little bit from the folks that got the $10,000 fines, at least from what I read, and maybe if we talked to them, they'd say something different. But when you looked at the facts of those kind of situations, they were basically holding parties in their parking lot, it sounded like. In one case, it was like kind of a music party. And I know there even, the owner had talked publicly about how they tried their hardest to get people to wear masks, and the customers wouldn't do it. They just were, it was hard. They wouldn't comply, is what his defense was. But that seems a little different than a couple of employees picking up at the end of the night, and they come in there and they do this. It just that doesn't seems in a totally different category to me.
Yeah, we're doing our best to ask the customers to wear masks when they're not, you know, and please, you know, we ask them, please be seated if you can. If you've got to go up and walk across and use the restroom, that's great, but we need to be seated. These rules are changing on a weekly basis. So we're getting different ordinances and city rules every other day. It's just the economic climate is difficult to begin with, and then we're trying to follow all these rules and regulations, and you would think that the city may be a little bit more understanding, but it just doesn't feel that way.
Bill, just quickly here, we only have a few seconds, and I so appreciate you calling, and I know this is not fun to talk about, and I wish you the best, because I hope things come back for you in a big way. Are you getting a chance at least to open again, and can that be soon, or how does that work?
The protocol is we have to put a safety plan together, which we have done already, and then you get in front of the liquor commissioner down in City Hall, and then they review the plan. If they approve the plan, they will set up an inspection, and so we're hopefully soon. They've been good at City Hall in meeting with us and understanding what we're going through, and they've been good downtown. So I don't have anything bad to say there.
All right, I hope so, Bill. I really hope so. So best of luck to you in the future, and I hope people come there at a safe distance. Once you reopen.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Guidy there. Courtney and Carrie.
Yeah.
Just got to see you later. Bye, Bill.